All right, straight to the people. Go to Joe. He's up next on the ticket. Joe, what's going on a Wednesday? How are you?
I'm all right, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I think Brad Holmes is going to make a huge trade. I think the evidence is there that he's done large trades in the past, just not at the deadline. He's moved up in drafts before, moving around first-round picks. In the offseason, we got Reeder, we got Carlton Davis. And if you look at Dan Campbell and Brad Holmes, what they've said throughout the offseason is this is the year. All I see is Super Bowl. They continue to say that. And they know how big of a loss Hutchinson is. They know that he's the only guy that can get pressure, you know. And so what I think is it's truly F them picks mode at this point for these guys. They're going to get rid of a first-round pick. I don't know if it's going to be Hendrickson or Garrett or, you know, Crosby's a bit of a reach, but they're going to get one or even two guys, in my opinion. He's shown the ability to be aggressive. Dan Campbell's not going to come on the radio and say, oh, you know, we're looking to trade picks for a big edge. He's going to hem and haw and say, oh, we're going to look at options. And if you look at Sports Illustrated, like 30 minutes ago, they had a report that said we are kicking the tires on Hassan Reddick. And so I don't know. I just have a feeling they're full Super Bowl mode. Last year they were win the division. This year they're trying to go for it. And they know that they can't win it without Aiden or an elite edge. And
all right, well,
you know,
Joe, hold on. Hold on a sec. Hold that thought, because David, you have news that adds to what Joe said.
Yeah, I do have news. Jeremy Fowler from ESPN did report, and I guess in a mailbag, he said Hassan Reddick would be an obvious player for the Lions to acquire about, and I've been told they have reached out.
The problem is going to be, fellas, you got to give him a contract. He doesn't come with one. Mm-hmm. He's also a guy who's been so steadfast or delusional, he's lost north of $5 million in fines. And he was so irreparably stubborn, his own agents fired him. Not the other way around. That's fine.
Right.
I don't know, man.
I'm not saying it has to be Reddick. What I'm saying is they're getting aggressive. It's F them picks mode. They know that this is the window for a Super Bowl. So they were working on the Aleem thing since the offseason. Okay. So that doesn't change anything for me. They already knew for a while they were going to extend him and pay him big money. That's, you know, one of their guys. And he's good. I have no problem with it. It's just I feel like they're going to make a big trade. They might give out a contract, and then they're going to have to figure out the rest of it later. I feel like that's the mode that they're in.
Well, Brad, I hope that's the
he's
mode.
He's been aggressive.
Joe, so, I want you to be right. Yeah. You know I do. Want you to be right. Yeah. I got to see it to believe it.
Yeah.
Agree?
I totally agree because, yeah, Hassan Reddick, I don't know, especially with everything that was going on with the losing of the money and the holding out and wanting the contract. It kind of spits into the face of we want our type of guy here in this locker room. It's not to say that Reddick is a bad dude, but they really believe they don't want to interrupt this chemistry that they have. That's one where, hey, you want to be a rental player? No, I want a long contract. Okay, thanks. That's how I feel like that phone call went.
Okay, thanks. I'm fine if they do it, but you're right. That whole, like, Campbell was asked about it by the morning show, and he was like, well, it would take a long time for me to explain if we get into the human stuff and like the type of person we want here and how we operate, what we do. And it's like, is Hassan Reddick that guy? I mean, mind you, Hassan Reddick, once he will be on his fifth team in 4 years. He was with Arizona. Then he was with Carolina. Then he was with Philly. Then he's been with the Jets. Now without playing it down for the Jets, he'll be somewhere else. At a certain point, that becomes who you are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like the kid who keeps transferring from school, right, yeah. High school to high school to high school to college to college to college. After a while, it ain't the coach.
It's you.
It's no politics involved. It wasn't the coach's kid had to play ahead of me.
Right.
It may be the guy that stands in the mirror in front of you, son. And I look with this Hassan Reddick thing. Yeah, I listen to a lot of what the coaches and the GMs say when they come on our various shows. And if you really pay attention, they tell you what they're going to do without actually telling you. But you just have to believe, because the one thing that the Lions have been is not coach speak. They've actually kind of told you the truth. We're just so jaded. We don't believe whenever a GM says something or a coach says something. Oh, you know, they're lying. Lions kind of been truthful the whole time.
John, 97.1. Johnny, what's going on, buddy?
Not much, man. How you doing?
Good. What's up?
So I like the Dillium deal. I feel like just trying to get ahead of the market is always a good idea. And to go back to a statement you made earlier, what if the Lions go and they beat Minnesota, they beat Tennessee, and they beat Green Bay? We win three of the next three games.
That sounds
awesome.
Or even
can lose a close one. Does that restore the confidence in the team as being a Super Bowl contender, or do you still think we're screwed?
No, I mean, John, look, they're going to be good. I just, you understand why I find this particular injury this devastating, is because it's in concert with losing Davenport, who started the year really good. There are very few teams in football that can lose both starting defensive ends. And yes, it would be awesome if they go on a crazy run. But I guess my thing back to you is fourth quarter, you're up three and, you know, you're in the NFC Championship game and you're in Lambeau and you need to put a stop to a drive. Are you confident without Hutchinson you're doing that? Because that's where it all ends up for me.
I hear what you're saying.
But I love where your head is at. I want to talk to you in 3 weeks after they're 3-0. Yes, John, give me more of that. That sounds amazing. I don't know. My answer is I don't know. And I apologize if that's like wishy-washy, John. I just, when guys like this get hurt, you often don't feel the totality of it right away. But your life is going to be different here, Johnny. Like, Aaron Glenn is going to have to do some different things. And yes, once Melifonwu's back, they'll use him like a heat-seeking missile. Brian Branch can supplement some of it. But eventually, it's the Jimmys and the Joes.
Right.
Your four has to be better than their five. That's it. That's the secret to what Rico's team has done for years. It's not that D'Amico Ryans or Robert Saleh or any of these guys are geniuses. It's that San Francisco's four are better than your five or six. And they drop seven, and they end your life.
Yeah, because if you bring Branch, you better get home. Because that's one less person right. You got back there that if there's a catch, it could be taken all the way to the house.
Especially with a young secondary. And mind you, you're sitting here right now, Rico, think about the wear and tear of not only, it is the better part of 3 months of football to get back to the point of playing for the right to go to a Super Bowl. They cannot afford any more defensive injuries. Mm-mm. You can't. Like this is what I laugh at, is the same fans who want to pimp the win at Dallas are the same ones who won't acknowledge that Micah Parsons and DeMarcus Lawrence didn't play. Mm-hmm. Do you know what those two are? They're starting edges. Mm-hmm. That's what their defense looks like without them.
Yeah. Or it's funny because the same fans also won't acknowledge the fact that you lost to the Bucs this year. And it's like, in their mind, that didn't happen. That was a fluke. Don't worry about it. It'll never happen again. Like, that's a playoff team. Like, and you needed every, like, it was a close game. You had Aiden there. He made a lot of big moves. He's not going to be there. You're going to be going up against tougher opponents on the road. If you're 3-0, man, consider yourself fortunate and blessed that you did that. And this is where Holmes will take the victory lap and say, guys, I told you, didn't need to make a move. We got this.
You know, and looking at the Reddick stuff, David, because Rico brought him up first. Think about this, is what kind of bleep hole do you got to be? You get 12 and a half sacks. Arizona finally uses your right, moves you to the outside. He gets 12 and a half. The next year he's in Carolina. He gets 11. The next year he's in Philly, 16, then 11. Philly rewards 27 sacks in 2 years by shipping your ass out of town because they'd rather have Bryce Huff from the Jets. Then you go to the Jets and you don't play it down. You incur $5 million in fines. Your agent fires you. Guys who go 12 and a half, 11, 16, and 11 generally don't have a hard time finding a dance partner. Mm-mm. That does make me question who he is.
Yeah. They're normally locked up for a long time.
Correct.
Their last name is Bosa or Garrett or something like that.
Yes.